Chapter 16. I was trembling. I didn't feel any pain, but I couldn't move. There was stuff going on all around me. I saw guys moving past me, blurs. I heard cursing. The sounds of automatic weapons seemed to be a rippling that swelled from somewhere. What was going on? How long was it going to last? What had we run into? How you doing, man? How you doing? Jamal was over me. He was opening my shirt. I got hit, I said. I couldn't see him too clearly. Yeah, I know. He was looking at my chest. He lifted me and looked at my back. Then he laid me back down and started looking at my groin. I just kept looking into his face. Guys were still moving around. I tried to lift my head, but I couldn't. I couldn't because I was too scared to move. Breathing was hard. I was panting. I wondered if I had been hit in the chest. I couldn't tell. "Watch the ridgeline! Watch the ridgeline!" Gearhart's voice. Everything began to fade except the sound of the Sixie. My eyes were closed and I opened them. Jamal moved my leg. Ooh! There was pain. It wasn't too bad, but why couldn't I move? Why couldn't I breathe? Now there were people over me. Things were getting clearer. I looked up and saw Pee-wee. His helmet was on the back of his head, his rifle under his arm. He looked down at me. I tried to say something to him, but nothing came out. Choppers overhead. They were laying down a line of fire. They came down, then back up again. Two other guys were near me. I closed my eyes and one of them pushed them back open and looked at them. Then he let them close. I opened them again. They were talking to Jamal. One of them was wiping my arm. I tried to turn to see what he was doing and the other one pushed me back down. More faces over me. I was being lifted. I was on a litter. My throat was dry.
"How you doing, soldier boy?"
A clean-looking dude with a southern accent. "Okay," I said.
"You gonna stay that way, too,"
he said. He patted me on the shoulder. I was on the chopper. The chopper was different now. The straps on the side were huge. The handles were further out from the wall. There was more noise, even, than before. Smells. Smells of dirt, of sweat, of funk. The smell of blood that I remembered from Jenkins. Bodies gathered around me. The chopper jolted up. There were guys kneeling near me, their backs toward me. I could see their backs.
"I still got a pulse. You ain't got no pulse, man." "I got a pulse." "No, maybe not."
There were boots and mud in my face as a guy shifted position. They were moving up and down next to me. I tried lifting my head to see what they were doing. My head swam. I looked between the guys working on somebody next to me. It was Brew. A guy was bent over him, giving him mouth to mouth.